Welcome to Beef News and Notes, news and notes for the producers and consumers of our great product, beef. Today I have with me Minnesota State Cattlemen's President, Chris Woolham. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning, everyone.
Today I'd like to just highlight some of the things we've been doing this summer, and one of them that's always been huge and growing each year is our State Cattlemen's Tour. Would you like to cover just a few of the highlights from the tour?
Sure. We had an excellent I didn't have a whole lot to do with it, but the Glacier Ridge Cattlemen did an excellent job this year hosting the tour, and first time being hosted off of a producer's farm at the Jim and Twyla Wolf Farm. It was very interesting and very fun to be in that kind of a setting for the tour. And also the tour was, like every year, it's always a little bit something different because we have a big state and every area has a different aspect to their farming, and it was fun to see all the different styles of farming. A lot of cow calf production and grazing up in that area, and it was very, very fun to see.
Also, the day before the summer tour, we host our Minnesota State Cattlemen's quarterly meeting. There are a lot of items that get discussed and decisions made on at the quarterly meeting. I was just wondering if you would give us a highlight of a couple of those, Chris.
Yes, we had a good quarterly meeting, very well attended. One of the topics we talked about is the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's nitrogen rule. And if you haven't seen or heard about this, you need to go on their website and pull this up to see if you are in an area that's going to be affected by it. There's a large area of the state that is in shaded colors that will no longer be able to do any fall application of, or very limited fall application of, of fertilizers. So we've been trying to stay on top of this and stay in touch with the Department of Ag and make sure this is something that's done and developed that doesn't really hamper our ability to use our current farming practices. And also another topic that was brought up is in southeast Minnesota, dredging of the Mississippi River. They're wanting to take a parcel of land from a farmer, a very productive parcel of land, and dump all the sand on his ground. And we're trying to help that individual. He's a member of the State Cattlemen, and we've been trying to help him in how we can use different practices so we don't take away productive land from an actively farming individual.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the highlights of our association is, as a producer and a member of our association, we welcome any problems and concerns and try to get you to the help you need to address the problems.
That's right, and that's the reason why we need to continue to grow our membership so we have a strong voice and are able to try to bring those things to the forefront and help our legislators realize that we're out here and we need to be taken care of as producers of food for this country.
So
another event that ties into that is we had our PAC event that night, which is our fundraiser for our Political Action Committee, and we did a sunset cruise this year, and that was very well attended. We had to take the boat out in two different shifts. We had too many people to get on the boat at one time, so it was a good night of raising money so we can help support candidates that we feel will help us in our causes going forward.
Yeah, that was very well attended and very much enjoyed. So coming up in August here, obviously the first, second, and third next week is Farm Fest, a huge event for this area and for the state. As the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, we host a beef tent, we call it, right in the center of the grounds of Farm Fest. And I'd just like Chris to give us just a little explanation of what we do at this tent.
Well, we do our best to promote our industry by serving a big roast beef sandwich. It's a lot of people have talked about that it's probably the best meal for the money that you can get on the Farm Fest grounds. And it's something that is accomplished because of a huge number of volunteers that we get from across the state, especially you guys there in the Redwood area. You guys really chip in and help get this thing pulled together and pulled off every year. And other people across the state come and spend a day with us, and some are coming to spend 2 days, and there's even some that are coming and choosing to spend all 3 days with us. We try to have a good time and spend time with our other producers from across the state serving beef to the people at Farm Fest.
Yeah, and it's no small feat. Each year we feed just about 4,000 people over the course of 3 days, so it takes quite a crew. We're very fortunate this year that we got some extra space there. And on that note, with the extra space, we're going to try and host more of the political candidates and elected officials there. Would you just want to touch just a little bit on that?
Well, it sounds like after some of the different meetings that some of the politicians have talked about, that they would like to come over and join us at the booth to have a sandwich and discuss some of our topics. So that's very encouraging for us as a member association group, that we're getting the number of people that warrants the visits from these politicians, and it's fun to have them come there. And we're very fortunate that we're that close to the main tent, or the main building now. I guess it's not a tent anymore, but they are very happy to come stop and talk with us.
With that, Chris, I'd like to thank you for being on the program today.
Well, thank you guys for calling. It's always fun to visit with you and talk to all the producers out there.
And as the last part of the program today, it's always a plea to beg for help to put this event on, which is a huge event, as I said before. So any local producers or anybody in the local community that would offer up some help for us, they can stop in any of the 3 days at our tent and offer help, or they can contact me, and you can find my contact information on the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Facebook page. Thanks until we talk again.